You always hurt the one you love.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, everyone. This is Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. And call me Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. That's the time I'm able to speak to you. But the program is 3 hours long, and what you'll get, to be perfectly transparent, is an oldie but a goodie, but you can't tell the difference. I've got to give myself a rest, because otherwise I do 6 hours a day, so I reduce it to 5 live. So, that's because I do another show in the afternoon at 12 o'clock. Anyway, I'm happy to have those 175 stations, and we do need some support, but let me beg at the end, if you pardon the expression, but do need to support this program. It's very difficult this time of year, and we've got a lot of you know, bills to pay, and salary and engineering, stuff like that. But anyway, I want to talk to you about education. And let me tell you about myself. Because I remember going to school, and I remember the most gentle person. He is the principal of the school. It was just a regular, ordinary school, you know. But I do remember this gentleness, this brimican. See, I have a bad memory. But this man, who never hardly spoke to me, but just looked at me and smiled and may have said a few words, but he carried himself in such a way, he fascinated me. He wasn't like all the other teachers. Mr. Brimigan, never forget the name. Why did I like that man from a distance? Because he was like me. Now, I'm only saying this now when I look back. I didn't think it of at that time, but there was something about him that talked to me just because he existed. I do hope that I talk to you and you can see something of yourself in me that gives you a feeling, a sense, like a breath of fresh air. And I'm not sure I got that breath of fresh air the same way as I know that I've experienced breaths of fresh air by seeing things and having an epiphany. But I had a problem always in school. And I can remember, if I just open up gently, I'll get to the point how dangerous education is. Even the best education is dangerous to a child's mind. So this is what you've got to look forward to. So I remember that we had a science a task. It was something about pulleys and how much rope do you need and how many pulleys, you know, wheels, I think they were wheels, whatever you call them. But I came up with the answer to it, and Mr. Brimigan was very happy, and so I remember standing in front of this class, the whole school, receiving a silver dollar, which is a lot of money in those days. We're talking about, I'm 87 almost. So you understand. But immediately I felt everybody giving me applause. I didn't want to learn anymore. I didn't want to learn. I just reading, writing, a little bit of arithmetic. But you couldn't teach me more than that. I refused to. I went to a Harry Potter school. My father earned a little bit of money, and he sent me to a school about 60 miles away. And it was just like Harry Potter. It's an old building, just like Harry Potter, with secret passageways and everything. And there was four in my class because, you know, we were the oldest kids. You see, the four, but I was fourth in my class. I would have been 40th in any class. Because, why? Not because I'm stupid. It's because I didn't want to be stupefied by education. I saw my other teachers, after Mr. Brimigan. There wasn't a teacher, not this, not to say that there aren't teachers like him. There are. They're very rare. And I hope I'm one of them, because I don't teach. I don't try to make you remember what you've forgotten. Now, in other words, I say you have it already the day you were born. And if you were left alone, and if you had someone who loved you and understood you and just teach you the reading and the writing and make it fun, and then leave you alone to experiment and see watch where your child goes, and don't break him. His soul will reach out and recognize the path he must be on, what he was created for.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
You have taught me more than any Bible college seminary I could have ever gone to.
1-800-866-8883.
Everything else is falling right into place after the stress device. I didn't even expect that part.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Roy.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, we do have calls right away. I was opening the program by saying that my experience in education as I was a kid, I'm just going to reiterate it, but I think the opening was more important. So some of you will hear this, and I can't repeat it, but I'll just continue on assuming that many of you have heard the opening of Salva of this program. And I just mentioned that I remembered the school principal. It was just a regular school, and I was in maybe 7, 8 years old. I remember his name. His name is Mr. Brimerkin. Never remember any teacher's name like that, but he stood out. He was different. He spoke something to me without words. He was dignified, gentle, kind, firm. See, it was his demeanor. And The glimpse of this man did something to me. It made me not want to learn. When I look back, because I remember in that same school, as I said a few moments ago, they put me to task, all of us, to see how much weight you can lift with pulleys. So they gave me the amount of weight that has to be lifted, and how many pulleys it needs, and how much string or rope. And it was just a young kid. I mean, they were giving the science lesson, see. So I won the competition, and I got a silver dollar equivalent. And I stood before the school, and everybody applauded. And I didn't like the applause. I didn't like, somehow I couldn't learn anymore. Didn't want to learn anymore. And then I went to a Harry Potter school, and I saw all the teachers there. Listen how I've seen them. Dead people walking around. Actually, it wasn't that they were scary. They just looked just shadows that didn't know anything. They're just mechanical people. So you couldn't teach me anything. There was 4 in my class. There was 4th in my class. If I was 4th, if there was 40, I'd be 40th in my class. I do not like being taught. I like to find what I need to do myself. So, but then, you know, when my father died, my hope of, I wanted to be a physicist or a doctor. But of course, if I'd have taken that direction, I think my father died for, nobody wants your father to die, but if my father had not died, as it happens, I would be a diamond cutter, or I might have been an intellectual snob, you know, because school does this to you. Education You see, the word education, I believe, comes from, I think it's Latin, educare, means to bring forth from within. They knew it then. And I say to you that the worst thing you can do is to push your kids or allow the teachers to push you to your kids to learn. And the thing is, because the teachers are not, most teachers, especially the teachers today in the union teachers, they're worse than, they're much worse. They're sort of like, you know, sunflowers compared with, you know, they were so much worse. I don't know, I was trying to make a comparison, and it's not very good at that. But it's much worse than those teachers that just looked like they were dead people. And it was just boring to stay in class. It just droned and droned and droned and droned. Now, I have written books on physics. I have, as a result of my journey, to cut a long story short, my inquiry, my desire to discover this and discover that, I came across something that seemed absolutely ridiculous. I'll come to my caller in just a minute, in Nevada. I came to become interested. I saw a hypnosis demonstration in the Hippodrome in Brighton, England. And I saw these people made to do stupid things, and people didn't, in the audience, thought it was just a fake. I didn't. I looked for books. The books stunk and didn't make any sense to me. Just like a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff does make sense, but I like to make my own sense. I just want you to put something in front of me to see if I believe it. And so how I read a book, how do I read a book? I go, how do I read the Bible? I open it, go, stop. Scan the page. Something jumps out at me. Oh, I'll read that line, I'll read that paragraph. That's interesting, that makes sense, put the thing down. That little epiphany will last me a week or two. And maybe a month. Because one thing leads to another thing. One epiphany sort of gives birth to another one. And so this is the subject matter I would like to talk about this evening, but I do have calls waiting. 800-866-8883. I am going to talk to John, but I just want to set the stage. Now, years later, and just recently, about 2-3 years ago, the concept of the four letters, I think, be still and know, four letters. Is that correct? I'm counting them right. Be still and know stuck in my head. That's it. Now, everybody's read that, be still and know I am God. And that makes it even more beautiful. But just take these four words. Be still. What the earth is still? And what is it, do you know? Yeah, what is it, do you know? Where is the knowing come from? How do you get to be still? What does that mean? That's a great mystery. Now, little did I know, over the years that I practiced in the Institute of Hypnosis and began to see that the whole world is mesmerized. And they don't know it. And no one's living their own lives. And they don't know it. I mean nobody, except maybe 1% or 2%. Like Mr. Brimican. He was there. And I saw the difference between him and all the other teachers. I could learn from him. He would show me. But he never did, because he wasn't a teacher. I just knew that I can always remember him. Of course, he's died a long time ago. But he didn't know I watched him. And I can remember the day I became very, very aware. And so this is an awareness. I remember it very clearly as I woke up to become a real person. So I can see, you know, as you come out of the school, there's a concrete, you know, you have to walk downstairs, and it's like a pyramid. So you walk down each side on the stairs. I stood by the balcony, and I could hear the kids playing, and the noises and the things. But suddenly everything became real. I'm aware I exist. And most people don't know they exist. You don't. You think you do. And you think you're not your thoughts are your own. They never are. Only in rare people. See, only those who get through, who survive the education. You have to survive your education. And of course, the pressure for a lot of kids is just rebel or conform. And so they stuff their head with lots of knowledge. See, so I'm going to end my little opening here. Because when you push knowledge into kids, you're actually brainwashing them. And so therefore, education becomes brainwashing. And then you become intellectual. And guess what? The knowledge of good is just as dangerous to a person as the knowledge of evil, because both of them are knowledge. And both have, they're both word-centered. They're both word-centered. But the real education comes from the wordless word. There you have another word. The wordless word, see, is to take over the spoken word. You need to find a way to intuit thing, to find that be still place. Whatever that still place is, when you find it, you will know without knowing why you know. It's a remarkable thing. And you, so extemporaneous. So I started to read something to you, but I started just the first few lines. I'm off and running. And now I'm going to put the number on the program, 800-866-8883, and we'll take our first call. Please call, because you may have problems because you went to school. And the school I went to was okay, but it wasn't good enough for me, because I want to teach myself. So when I started to read something, I can read. I have problems reading out loud. I always do have a little problem reading. I don't like to read. I like to discover. And I told you the way I like to read. I like to take a book, a Bible, and just Einstein's book, flick the pages, and see where I stop. Oh, I see that. I see a whole lot of things more than what it says. And it's living. It's a living thing. And so, in other words, the words give testimony and awakens me to the meaning of it. And the meaning is a living thing. It awakens me. What I want to do to you is awaken you to the danger of learning, to the danger of studying and having stuff pushed down your throat. And damned if you get stuff and damned if you reject it. And so you got two bad choices. So this evening I'd like to stay on that subject as much as possible, but I will take my first call. John in Nevada. Hello, John. Or Bean, thank you for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call, Roy. if I could refresh your memory, I was first called last night.
Yes, I do. I gave you a little meditation.
Yes, sir.
And you were in bad shape.
Yeah, I'm a little bit better right now, but there was a piece of information I neglected to tell you that may shed light on some of my problems.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. You see, the meditation that I did last night has broken you loose, enabling you to speak to me where you might not have before.
Yes. Actually, what I think what's been going on is I've been abusing the meditation. See, I meditate about...
I know, you told me that last night. And you've been trying to make it work. I got that.
Yeah, long
time. You don't want to make it work. You don't want to try to do anything. Just listen. How to be still. And know.
Yes, sir. I think what that is me trying to make God save me.
There you are, or helping him to save you.
Yeah.
You don't want to dare to do that. It's dangerous to try to force yourself or to make yourself be a God by trying to make yourself to believe in yourself or to believe. You don't want any of that. Hold the line. Don't go away. Okay. Look, I'm just going to give a very simple break. The name of the new website is antidoteforall.com. I've taken it off the foundation website. There's too many people coming and too many people coming, and then there's material all around, you know, options. I want that to be by itself with little or no offerings. In other words, no extensions. It's enough by itself. In the new one we have up on antidoteforall.com, there is a little part where you can take a more advanced course, but you really don't need it. You don't need any more than that. It's nice, and it brings a little money to the foundation. But what I want it to be free for everybody forever, and I will make improvements as I see it, so that it might change a little bit and become much more clear. Every time I can make this little meditation be still and know a little more clear, so that you see, and though I get you to see, the words I use are, I don't know how to express it, but it comes from a different, let me just see if I can get, no, I better not, because if I keep going on here, I'm going to forget John here, and I'm off and running, you see, and I don't want to do that. So I just want to make a note of that. You need to send your friends, not to the foundation website. You won't find it there. An antidote for all, one word, .com. And the reason is because it's nice and simple. No one's trying to sell you anything. And you can listen to it as many times as you want. And my dear friend John, if you want to listen to it again after you've had a discussion, you will see you'll get more of an awakening. The whole idea is to awaken you to the small, still small voice from within you that talks through you and changes intuition into words. I'm as I speak to you, I'm changing intuition into the spoken word. But the spoken word is spoken in such a way that it's coming from a place of authority that's not me. And you can believe that. And the minute you see that, you awaken. Your child, the nature of a child wakens in you. What fell asleep a long time ago from trauma. Suddenly, you're right there, as close as you've ever been. Right now, you are. Right now, you're as close to the reality of awakening as you've ever been. And we need now. I need now to let you talk to me. So go ahead.
Okay, Roy. I have my wife on the other line. Yes. She would like to ask you a question.
Are you finished with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In other words, you got enough, right?
Yes.
You don't have to do anything. You just learn to just follow that simple procedure. Which I'm not teaching you anything. I'm acting as a guide. Am I right? A guide. I'm saying, oh, and you look at your thoughts, your legs, you're looking at the surface of your brain. That's what I'm saying. I'm a guide. I'm not teaching you anything. I'm guiding you to a place where the still small voice talks to you. But it doesn't talk to you like you think. I know what I know without knowing why I know. That's magical. See that? Now I speak to your wife.
Yes.
What's her name?
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Roy. Actually, he asked me to be on the call so that I could provide a different perspective of some of his
I would appreciate that.
Issues. I know that he mentioned that he meditates about 4 hours a day.
That's too long.
Be upwards of 6
That's dangerous.
Hours a day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
And then when he's not meditating, he has the Cure Stress device plugged in.
No, you need to throw them all away.
He also said tonight
he's a naughty boy. That's his problem. He's created a bigger problem by trying to help God and making it, and the more he tries, the worse he gets.
Yeah, you know, tonight he also asked me...
I'm glad you called.
...to tell you some of these issues so that you could make him understand it.
I don't make anybody understand.
It's very off.
Yes.
But he was very emphatic about it. It was
all right.
I'm challenged because I don't know how to.
I think you've given me a very good insight to this sucker. He's sucking me up.
Yeah,
he's learning me.
He's called you many times, and every time you ask him if he meditates, he chokes up, and he kind of, over 30 years.
It's absolutely absurd. And in the very beginning of the meditation, it says, don't expect anything.
Yeah.
Don't try to remember anything. Just listen.
Sometimes I don't know quite what to do, especially.
But you sound like a very centered lady.
Thanks.
Better than he deserves.
Sometimes, when he has, especially these panic attacks or these.
That serves him right.
I actually have to.
He deserves a good panic attack.
I set him down and say, breathe, and then I kind of walk away.
Oh, I know. I think he's. Listen, it does take some people very stubborn, self-centered, pleasure-oriented, that kind of stuff, and broken in childhood to feel like he's stupid and wants to try to and overcome his anxieties by trying to figure everything out. No, you, everybody who tries to figure out what's wrong with them will only come up with the wrong answer every single time. And no matter how much he studies, no matter how much he reads, always come up with the wrong answer, then the wrong solution, and then you get worse.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because the part of you that's corrupted is infected by your corruption, your upbringing. You've been infected. See? And infected by another entity, another identity other than God. It comes up through the fit ladies, I'm sorry to say, but it's, if you just see the movies, if I may say something, which I hope I don't offend you or the ladies, but if you have a movie and you want to depict evil, you have to use a woman. Something about a woman that's very seductive, and men have to survive that, is tend to be pulled into the women and look to the women for their salvation. And so this is where he starts to get tangled up right away. All men do this. And it's very destructive because I can do a whole show on that. I did a show today on the Rusty Humphrey Show, and I talked about sex and how men go to women to look for reassurance instead of God. All that does is reinforce the fallen nature. See that? So man comes from woman. See? Born, but then the tendency is for him because the ego also comes through there. Imperfection is bred into him. So all children tend to be, when they're born, violated by the very existence of their mother. And the way that father is relating to him becomes very, very obvious when the children grow up and see that the father is addicted to the mother in many two ways. Either a bully for sex. That's all the whole thing is looking for something is missing. There's something that was missing when paradise was lost. So you see, so when Adam fell to Eve, and Eve was controlled by the dark side of the force. So when he ate the fruit, the dark side had both of them, and therefore this die was set through one man's sin, and death through sin spread through human race. And so man born of woman goes back to the woman for the reassurance of his pride, because the pride and the body comes with it. See, and then after a while something goes wrong in that relationship, and that's what's wrong with him with you. You seem to be much more balanced than he is. So will you hold the line a minute?
Yes.
Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
I hope I'm not preaching to you, but it. All right. Well, this is a live commercial, but I just want to, ladies and gentlemen, support the program, and I'll get back to my friend here, and then we got another caller from Nevada, William. Please ask William to wait. I just want to see if I can just help my friend John, and let me see now. You need the address of the Foundation of Human Understanding if you're going to send support. So it's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. I can't say Grants Pass, that feels funny. So so it's Grants Pass to me, if you don't mind. And that's the Foundation of Human Understanding. And let me see. Then you need a phone number, right? 800-877-3227. So you can give a donation and auto-debit, whatever you want to do. That's nice. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Now, what else? I gave the post office box. Yes, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. So I think that does it. I can't think of anything else. Oh, yes, the website is fhu.com. But don't go there for the meditation. If you want to get the latest one, meaning the culmination of simplicity. In other words, the Cure Stress Device is about, well, is the meditation is about 40 minutes, 35 minutes. That's a long time. But what if I could give you something in 7 minutes? Simple. Nothing to learn, nothing to read, something you can take away, and it's so easy. After a couple of times, you won't need to visit the site. You just practice it and check it out once in a way to see that you haven't deviated from its pure simplicity and added something in and made it a sort of a Dagwood sandwich. So you just get to, you know, I don't know if you know what that is, but it's an old movie. this guy had a sandwich. He had so many things in it, you know, ham, eggs, chicken, everything else. It's a Dagwood sandwich. It's an old movie. Isn't that crazy how you have a long memory and you think about things like that? Anyway, but that's about it. And I'm going to go back now to how many minutes there is before we make this break now? Oh, it's a minute. All right, well, just let me just repeat it over and over again. AntidoteForAll.com, would you please? There was another good reason why you don't want to go to the Foundation site, because lots of things are there, and this is buy me, do this, do that. So I just want to for people to not care who is saying this, and not even to know who's saying it. Just, it needs to be a voice crying in the wilderness, so to speak. And it's very simple, and it's all about be still and know. Now, the $64 question is, what are you going to know just by being still? Because you're used to having knowledge shoved down your throat, or having to learn and study, see, and finding it very difficult and sort of awkward and sort of like dry, see. And then you think, well, maybe if I had more knowledge and I get a degree, no, you get worse. What you need is intuition to become a real person. You'll know anything you want to know if it's meant for you to know it.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Young lady, let me talk to your stupid husband.
He's listening. He's here.
Okay. Hello, stupid husband.
Oh, hello there, sir. I'm here.
Are you now satisfied? You're doing everything the opposite of what I told you you should do. Everything completely opposite. And no wonder you got worse. That could have killed you. You can't play with that. You can't play with that meditation. You don't dare. You played with it. You thought you can tweak it and make it work for you and study and work hard and remember it and then use it to add knowledge to it and remember words for word. No, you don't dare to do that. This is the sanctum sanctorum. This is, you know you not, you're the temple of the living God and the Spirit dwells in. This is where you will experience an unfolding like a flower. It knows how to unfold. You don't need any help. Do you understand this? Or do I have to come over there and kick you in the rump?
I think I got it.
Okay.
I think I got it.
So just relax and kiss your wife.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So now, no, please, egos out there, listen, God does not need any help from you to help you. It's just a little surrender. It's being still. You know, if you're driving backwards to get out of your driveway, and then you have to stop. Otherwise, if you don't stop, you can't go the other direction. Can you? So you can't, unless you stop studying and learning and trying to figure things out with your monkey brain, and your soul tangled up in your monkey brain, so your monkey brain tells you all these crazy stuff and tells you to work harder and harder and harder, or you give up, just kill yourself. That's what it'll do. Everybody's infected with that. And some of us, you know, begin to see the light. Now let me take our next call. Wilhelm. Hello, William. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Roy. If I could, you know, the reason I'm calling tonight is I want to be upfront, and I'm asking for your forgiveness.
Why?
Well, you know, I took all what you've said, and I went against you. I was a deceiver and a liar. And
what do you mean? What do you mean you went against me? I don't understand that.
Well, I took what you would.
You set me up to fail by studying it, and it didn't work. Hold a second. The minute you set me up as a god, put me on a pedestal, and start to study me.
No, nothing like that, Roy.
Oh, okay.
I was a conniver. I was a jester.
But you didn't hurt me. You didn't hurt me.
No, it. But it hurt me. It hurt me.
Oh, I see.
It helped me realize that I went against the true God that you represented. And I'm calling now because, you know, I even lied to David. At times I would call and try to be.
Oh, I see. But you faked being a good guy so you get approval.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. Yeah, I get that.
Exactly.
I understand. That's nothing.
And now, Roy, I've lost everything. Everything.
Well, that's good, because God can't help you. He will take away everything that gets in the way of him. So now you've got everything away. Now you can just relax and enjoy life, and begin life all over again.
I wanted you to know.
Oh,
it came from me, and I'm asking for your forgiveness because
let me make a point here.
I'm scared, man.
Listen. No, listen carefully. How sweet this is going to be. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So let me tell you a little story. A person like yourself, many years ago, he said, I've hated you for 10 years. I said, what for? He says, well, I don't know, but just ask you forgiveness. I said, could you forgive me? I said, no. He says, what do you mean? You're a minister. You can't forgive me. I said, no, that's the reason why I say no, because I never judge you. Don't you see that? So I've never judged you. Even if I knew what you were doing, I wouldn't judge you.
Yeah, and you would see that. I remember you telling that story a long time ago, too.
Yeah, but that's a true story.
I remember him coming up to you and finally knocking on your door and saying, help me, you know.
Yeah, but I can't. See,
no, I know that, remember? And then he told me he just drained away practically, you know. And I don't know why I did the things I did, you know. But
it's,
you know,
all right.
I picked up the Bible today, you know, and it was Isaiah 30, verse 20, and there was a lot of meaning right behind that, and I realized where I truly was in life, and I'm calling tonight, Roy, to beg for your forgiveness, to beg David for his forgiveness, because you guys really are the true word.
But my dear friend, look. Listen, I can give you a message, but I can't give you, I can't forgive you. I can say that God forgives you and you can trust that. That's where you are now. If you will believe that he is in me, then he will be in you through me. Do you understand that?
So I do,
you are forgiven, but I can't be the one that does the forgiving. He does it. And I give you that message not to worry. Trust me. You'll be all right. Would you please trust me in that? Please.
That I was a conniver.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all gone. It's going to go away. It's going to go away, my friend. Okay? I'm going to continue talking to my friend.
And let you know that that wasn't me.
And I know that.
Forward, I want to be sober, and I want to follow God and follow you. And I mean, you're the path, man. You're the path. People may think of you in different ways, and may consider you maybe even cult like, you know.
I know
that, you know, but
yeah.
they don't know the true you, you know.
But you haven't known it too. So this is now. Listen carefully. Let's cut to the chase. I say to you, will you believe what I say next? Would you believe what I say next?
Yes.
Okay. I know that God forgives you. He forgives everyone who comes to him the way you are coming to me. But he is in me, and therefore he's heard. I tell you, you're forgiven. Not because I said so. Because,
you know, you told me a long time ago, you said, this is serious business, man. This is serious.
But a little bit, but I want to hear your voice. I just need for you to hear what I said. It needs to go right to your soul.
Yes.
I want you to think about it for just a little while and cogitate and let it ring in your ears a little bit and call me tomorrow.
I will. Okay. I will do. I will. I will, Roy. And
it's just, you know, you take it, relax it. No harm done. None whatsoever. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. 800-866-8883. There's some lines open, and this is, you know, good radio. This is, if I was sit and pontificate, it wouldn't be. I could say lots of good things, but when people call and we discuss things, it sort of like has a different quality. See, if you come to my seminars, I don't have them met 3 or 4 times a year. Talk to Baranch. I'm waiting for the what's going to happen in the midterms. I'm warning you. I'm just going to just give you a quick warning. And this warning is simply, I hope it is this the commercial part of it? So everybody hears it, right? Okay. So I'm here talking to my friend here. So I'm beginning to see very clearly what the crisis is going to be at the midterms. And the what do they call it when you have a crisis? There's a name for it where I wish I could find it. It just went right out of my mind. What does it mean when you have a crisis and you have a state of alarm? I can't remember what it is. But if that state of alarm, I can't find that word, but somebody will call me and tell me just what it is. I'm not young anymore, so you know what I'm talking about. It's running inside my head. But you got? Did you have it? Martial law, yeah. Martial. It was a crisis. The crisis will be that I'm looking as I get closer to it. I've been warning you of the danger of the midterms. That will be a terrible crisis, and I've suggested many things, and many of them could all come together. It's going to be a perfect storm. But the thing that will bring the crisis is the fact that ISA in order to be valid about, you know, taking, you know, visiting the White House and chopping off the head of everybody there, in order to make that valid, they have to be on this, come on this earth, this sacred ground here. And so, regardless, they have to come. And they're very wealthy. And plane loads, or it's only a plane load away for thousands of them to work their way up from the you know, the middle of the Americas. That's 1,000 miles. And safe passage by virtue of, you know, the president of Mexico. I don't think too much of him, what he's done to that marine fella. I don't know, there needs to be a rescue somehow with a helicopter and some really smart, you know, new Navy SEALs or something. But because that next door neighbor friend is not our friend. But the people of Mexico are good people, really good people. I'm glad they're not Al-Qaeda. I mean, these are really, really nice people, like family people. And I wish we could accommodate all of them, but, you know, the things are where they are. So it could be that, because he's letting everything fall apart and so inviting danger. He's inviting it by doing nothing. Who's MacArthur says, what is it to lose? He says, two words, too late. So those are the two words. We're too late. They're already here. Thousands, hundreds of thousands are already here. They have shaved off their beards and they look like Mexicans and South Americans. They look very similar. You can't tell. And they get their guns here. They can buy them. They've got enough money. I tell you, this is a perfect storm. So may I suggest, please, make sure your children are safe somewhere, not in a big city. At least 3, 4, 12 hours from the border. My suggestion. So, but now, how are you going to help me to help everybody? Because I'm the only person, only talk show host that says things like this. See? And I say more political things. So I can't say political things on my radio program, but I can just tell you that president isn't what he appears to be. See, that's all I can tell you. And that, and the Attorney General is also like that. They're just, you know, basically Marxists. So, and a fundamental transformation is right down into the ground. Right. So let's take our caller. Let me see. Is it Mario? Hello, Mario from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I am from Philadelphia.
Oh yes, hello, sir.
I seem like I'm having a difficulty with my life. I was born actually in 1929, the same day, October the 29th, the same day the stock markets fell.
And yes, I remember. I know that. You know,
October.
You know what happened in that day is that the England and France, because of the Treaty of Versailles, we screwed them out of guilt. They took a lot of money, you know, and gave it to the Germans as restitution to lend them. And all they did was build airplanes and bombers and stuff like that. They didn't give any particular outcome, like we did with the Japanese and the Germans. We actually made sure that they didn't build anything except restructure their country, but out of guilt. So we actually set the stage for the Second World War without realizing it. But go ahead.
Well, it seems like both my parents came from Italy. And then they got married, and then it seems like I'm constantly plagued with problems because during the Korean conflict I joined during the Korean conflict during 1982, that I went to Lackland Air Force Base, and it was during the winter time, and it seemed like I was plagued, and I had whatever they call nervous breakdown, but I thought it was...
So you were a veteran?
I'm a veteran of the Korean War.
I see. So, problem. Exactly zero. And I know everything about your condition, and I can give you a very simple solution. Okay, so I don't want to sound the I thing, but you know, it's coming through me, so, but I do know, and I'm an I, so, I'm not an I am. See, that's what I, so you got to get the two I's mixed up.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, my friend Paul. He listens to me 30 miles away, and he would just, he's the IT guy, and we can't live without him, see. And so he listens, and he's very, very helpful, and he sends me little messages, so when I'm talking about something, he will turn the Bible over and send me a little nugget. And so Isaiah, let me read it, and then I'll go back to my caller. Isaiah 30:20, New International Version. You remember that? Okay. Listen how sweet this is. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Yes! Right on the money. Thank you, Paul, very much. So now, let's get back to you, because you're giving me too much noise. You see, I've got this and I've got that, but you don't tell me what your symptom is. See, you are already covering up. You're sort of begging me to help you. This is not a good start between you and me. See, you need to be hang up and call again, but unless you can come up with what you're troubled by, what the feeling is, what the thoughts are, give me some clue so I can go in there and like down the rabbit hole and like a mongoose after a snake, because that's what's there. I can do that. So would you like to tell me what ails you, what your troubles are, rather than everything, all the doctors doing what they couldn't do anyway, no matter how much they tried?
Could you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you all the time.
Oh, okay, but look, it seems like every time I try to do something, I believe in following the spiritual path and not with evil. I render the Caesar to Caesar, God.
Oh, yeah, no, just say, spare me all that. Spare me all that.
Well, I would not. Seems I've plagued with a lot of problems every time.
I know, but see, I tell you what, you're not easy to talk to. You're just going to be telling me you're plagued with a lot of problems.
No, it seems like people, every time I try to do something for society, it seems like I'm being attacked.
Yeah, but because you react with resentment to ever since you were a little boy, people put themselves on you, and you resent it, and you become very sensitive to pressure, and you rebel, and you think that rebellion is the answer, but you know, if you rebel against a bigger, I beat you up, and if you rebel and become a bully over a little guy, you do yourself harm, and you feel guilty afterwards. So your reactions will always bring you to a wrong conclusion. What you have to learn to do, what you have to discover, is the secret of Paradise Lost, a way of not reacting to anybody, no matter what they say, to be invulnerable to cruelty and intimidation, to be literally invulnerable, so they can hurt you, but you won't hate the hurter. They can lie to you and cheat you, and yes, these things happen. But what does anger do? How does anger help you? See, you react like an animal to threat, not like a human. You have to learn to be human. And the only way you can be human is to be still, to find the path to be still and find that grace that will enable you to go through life so that no matter what people try to do to you, you cannot hate the hurter. The secret of life is learning never to hate the hurter. Whatever the kind of hurt it is, don't hate it, because it will get inside you and eat you away. That is the sum total of it for everybody. No one survives that until they find the truth that sets them free. The only trouble is narrow is the way, and few are those that find it. They get tangled up, and they just nobody hardly knows what be still and know means. But I do. And this is what I want you to do this evening. I want you, do you have a computer?
No, I listen on the radio. My computer is not working, and I'm not on the internet. I just saw on the phone.
So, let me see. You hold the line. I'll take you over. Can you wait for about 10 minutes?
Oh, yes. I follow you every night. I listen
you
to
do.
You all the time.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And also during the daytime, in the afternoon in Philadelphia, at 12 o'clock to 1.
Oh, yes, a Rusty
on
show.
$800.
Yeah, but listen, I know you're pretty lost. I know that. But are you willing to follow some simple instructions?
Yes, I believe in you thoroughly.
Okay.
I tell you what.
We're going to come to the end of this hour. I'm going to talk to Jose. How many minutes to the end of the hour? 30 seconds. Okay. So, you hear that? That's the end of the hour, but you hold on to this gentleman, would you? And then hold him over to this second part, so I introduce the program, and then 6 minutes after, I'll take it. That's about, okay, so just keep him on the line. And the number is 800-866-8883. 9 o'clock to 11, every day, Monday through Friday, West Coast time.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and How Your Mind Can Keep You Well book. What is a donation to you? It could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. I know a lot of people that say they can't wait to go to New Zealand, but I discovered 30 years ago that you don't have to go there to have the most amazing and beautiful experience of your life, because it's right over the California border. In Southern Oregon, it's Tall Timber Ranch Guest Ranch. Lakes, rivers, the ocean, the Oregon caves, and actor John Wayne, he used to hang out there with his military friend who owned the ranch before it became a guest ranch. Don't fly 10,000 miles before you go to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon, just over the California border. Go to FHU.com and check it out right now at FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 to make your reservations at Tall Timber Ranch, one of the most beautiful places you've ever seen. Your family will love it. There's so much to see and do, and the price is so reasonable. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you won't believe. Tall Timber Ranch. Call 1-800-877-3227 and make reservations right now.